All are invited to join Bethel's Drama Ministry for a special presentation inspired by Bishop Lemmer's newly published book, The Christian and the Culture. It's taking place right here at Bethel's main sanctuary on Wednesday, June 8th at 7:30 p.m. Bishop Lambert will be here to share his desire for the people of God to overcome the challenges we face in today's ever-changing culture. Pre-signed copies of the book will be available for purchase during this special evening. Make plans to be here Wednesday, June 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Bishop Lambert explores the conflict between the Christian and the culture.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
God doesn't care because of some arbitrary reaction. God cares, and the Bible tries to clarify this. In 1 John 4, he says God is love. We're addressing that in our Wednesday Bible study. God is love, and I think we have a difficulty understanding God is love. God is love. I want to know what love is. God is love. It is not a feeling. Oh, I love me some him. I love me some her. No, God is love. The attraction you feel for the moment may dissipate when they no longer act the way you want them to act, when they're no longer giving you what you think you ought to get, when you and they're no longer being what you want them to be. What is love? God is love. A consistent sovereign who cares about us when we don't care about him, who loves us when we turn to sinful behavior, who embraces us when we are not embraceable, who connects with us when we pull away from him. Oh, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. If I worked in the gift of prophecy and knew all about what's going to happen in the future, if I knew everything about everything but didn't love others, what good would it do? Is Paul minimizing the gifts? No. Is Paul trying to remove the importance of prophecy? No. He's simply saying, why should I seek for that thing that is not motivated by love? Having hands laid upon you to be consecrated to an office, getting a license or an ordination certificate, or being called upon to lead the worship. What is all of that if you, when you're done those great things, if your attitude stinks? God said something to me about 4 months ago, and it shocked me because I didn't know that he uses colloquial language. And we were in prayer, and we were talking about getting close to him. And I was praying, and I said, Father, I want to bring Bethel closer to you. And the scripture of Paul jumps out at us that I may know him. In fact, it jumped out at me so significantly that I made it the theme for 2017, that we should know him. I feel passion whenever I read that portion of scripture. Paul said, I'm pushing everything else aside that I may know him. And that's what I want for Bethel. I want Bethel to chase the heart of God. And so when I began to lay before God, I said, Father, we need to get to where you are, to be in that inner circle of connection with you. And God said these words to me, not deep, not theological, not philosophical, but street. He said, your worship sucks. What? Your worship at Bethel sucks. Because it's motivated by pride. Father, how do we get back to spirit-motivated worship? How do we get back to worship that's motivated by love? True worshipers are only those who have survived. And so when they worship me from a position of victory and not one of arrogance. How dare God speak to me in a non-theological manner? How dare God use a street colloquialism? He's trying to get my attention. Just like he did when he told the prophet to run through the street naked. Just like he did when he told Jeremiah to put a yoke around your neck and carry it among the people. Just as he did when he told Ezekiel, lay on your left side every day for 300 and some days. Eric, your worship at the church sucks. It's not motivated by love. My God, when you stand before him and the worship leader says, lift up your hands. Why? Why? Does one need to tell you to lift your hands? If you've survived the week and the satanic oppression that has come at you from Monday through Saturday, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise. Paul wraps everything about his ministry in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. He wraps everything about Jesus' ministry in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. He tells us the essence of the kingdom of God in 1 Corinthians 13. After questioning us with our theological applications of prophecy and speaking in tongues and all of those other gifted things, he then approaches our acts of benevolence. If I gave everything I have to the poor, and if I were burned alive for preaching the gospel but did not love others, do you know that in the economy of God it would be of no value? Have you been deluded into thinking that what you do for Jesus is more significant than who you are in Jesus? I'm sitting before the Lord last night and I couldn't sleep. And sleep just, you ever have a situation where sleep just evades you? God just took sleep from me at 2 a.m. Just took it. Just took it. I said, you don't need to sleep. You're God. Just let a brother sleep. I got to preach tomorrow. Just no, 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 I'm taking it from you. And where do I go? I go right to the vision chair. I'm kind enough to leave the bed so I don't wake Sister Lambert. And I go to the vision chair and I sit there and he starts talking again. What is it? What is it now? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. My brain ain't functioning right. And the serotonin is fighting the anointing. And I don't get this. What is it you can't tell me at 4 or 5? No, no. I need to talk with you now. Why? Why? What is it you want? Tell my people I love them. You couldn't tell me this at 7 a.m. You had to tell me at 2. Why is this? This is not even dynamic. This is not, come on now. God loves you. See? You ain't jumping. Just sitting there. Look at Rob. God says, tell my, I love, he loves you. That ain't gonna make you do nothing different, is it? You're not even up. Ah! Miles ain't even running, so you know it's not dynamic. I don't get it. What is it? It's like those times when he arrests my mind and he says, tell my people I'm coming. Why? Why? What do you mean tell them you're coming? I've been doing that for 29 plus years. What do you tell them? Tell them I'm coming. I've been telling them. You ain't here yet. If I told somebody that I was coming to their house after 29 years, no, he ain't. Tell them I'm coming. Tell them I love them. Tell them I love them. Tell my people. About a half an hour later, it dawned on me. He said, tell my people that I love you. Then it dawned on me. He wasn't talking to all of you. There's a woman at the well. One person, either a man or a woman, that has reached the well of wondering whether or not God loves you. And so he says, say it! And that one person who gets it is not going to respond the way I think they should. But deep inside, a light will click. Because you've been going through hell all week and the devil has been telling you God has abandoned you. God doesn't love you. You're going through this by yourself. Nothing is going to work. And now your pastor just said, God said he loves you. Do you understand? Paul says, love. Paul tries to tell you two things. What love is and what it's not. Love is very patient and it's kind. It is never jealous nor envious. It is never boastful nor pride. He's telling you right now what love is. It is patient. And what it's not jealous. It's not envious. It's not boastful. It is not proud. It is not haughty, arrogant, selfish, or rude. It doesn't interrupt people when they're talking. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges. And will hardly even notice when others do it wrong. Look at Paul. What it is patient and kind. That's it. What it's not covers the rest of 4 and 5 and 6. Love does not rejoice over injustice or when things go wrong in somebody's life. Did you hear that so-and-so's church is going through financial? I knew it. Praise God. God told me. No, the response is, oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. Love always rejoices when truth wins out.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
03216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.